Go to number five. What did Jesus mean when he told Nicodemus that he must be born again? Now, this word born again is not a very popular word today. I don't like it. It is in the Bible, and we ought to feel free to use it, but it is a term that's been abused so badly. When I think of born again, I think of these kind of idiotic people that go around killing people in the name of Jesus and doing, you know, killing doctors and doing, carrying signs and doing weird stuff. Say, okay, let's try to do away with that image. But what does it mean, and why does he use born again? I like to think of it this way. If I were to ask you an answer just to yourself about you, if I were to say, I'm going to give you three options to describe yourself, and you had to pick one of them, maybe none of them seem to be accurate for you, but if you had to pick one of these three, which would it be? This one says, I am a non-Christian. I don't even presume to be a Christian. This person says, I think I am a Christian. And this person says, I am a born-again Christian. And so you pick whichever you might think, all right? The people that I'm meeting with would say, I'm a non-Christian. Many, many, many of them do. And then there are others that would say, I'm a Christian, but not with conviction. They don't think of it as something that's a big part of their life. But, you know, if you had to put me in any category, I'd call myself a Christian. In other words, I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not whatever. So then I'll typically say to them, all right, let's assume that you're married and you and your spouse want to have a child. Maybe I'm talking to a man. I'd say, maybe she thinks, past her date, maybe she's pregnant. Maybe this is the time. And so she goes to get a pregnancy test or whatever. And so she goes away to get, and you're anxiously waiting as a husband, say, I want to find out if we're going to have a child. And she could come home and she could say, well, I found out from the test that I am not pregnant. She could come home and say, I'm pregnant. But what would we think if she said, you know what I found out is I am semi-pregnant. Semi-pregnant. We'd say, well, honey, I don't think you understand pregnancy. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. It'd be one of the two. Well, very similarly, people don't understand the Christian faith very well because if they did, they know that those are synonymous of each other. A person is a Christian because they were born again. When they're born again, they become a Christian. And so those are really to be viewed one and the same. Now, what I want to say to you is, at least the best that I can possibly do on week number five, I'm going to do my very, very best. I believe you will leave knowing exactly what it means to be born again in the right sense. All right? So that's what he's saying, that born again means you have to be one of his. We'll explain that at that time. All right?